This is Good Morning Noco with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to the Aloe Fiber Studios for Good Morning NoCo. Brian Gary here, Tanner Schwint getting ready to be your baseball boy all day today. Producer Angel Padilla with me, and now joining me on the phone, my dear friend, my old morning radio partner, Miss Susan Moore for the Entertainment Hour. Good morning. Yes. As the crowd goes crazy. Good morning, Miss Susan.
Oh, my God. Good morning, Brian and Tanner and Angel and Habajiba. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Now, Tanner is out today. He's out getting ready to call some baseball games, so you just get me and Angel.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, I mean, the Tanner's out today having fun, and we're here having fun. How's that?
That sounds great. Did we wake you up to do this, or have you already been out to the barn this morning?
Oh, honey, I've been out to the barn, of course. What a wonderful way to start the day. Just, you know, the horses and Roxy and me and about, four dozen Miller Moths coming home to sleep for the day.
Oh, are they coming into your house, or are they hanging mostly in the barn, or all of the above?
All of the above.
Yeah.
You know, I'm such a bad person for, I don't want to kill them, but Bob's got this thing of water underneath the and on the countertop there,
yeah,
with the light
water
coming down,
yeah
to kill him, and I'm like, go free, just not. But anyway, if I shut my windows, I'd probably be in better shape. But
well,
yeah,
that would help you and Miles Bloomhart. Miles is on the catch and release program where he'll let most of them, he'll get one and just throw it back outside. Mm-hmm. But he said it's gotten to the point now where it's time to open fire on him. There's so many around his place. Every time I come to this building in the morning, I punch in my code, open the door, and all of them that were right in between the crack of the door come running out into my face as soon as I open it. It's a nice way to wake up quickly, isn't it?
It is. It is. They're pollinators, and the birds love to eat them. So they're important little guys.
So that is their purpose? They are pollinators?
Yeah, the butterflies pollinate during the day. This is what I read.
Butterflies, but what about Millers?
Yeah, well, they pollinate as well to help plants reproduce. But they come out at night. So, I mean, really, the only time you see them is around that light at your front door when they all fly in.
No, that's very true. And there's sometimes it's terrifying if you leave a porch light on and it's a thick night and you see that barrage of them out there around that light. That's pretty intense. It really is.
Yeah.
Well,
or that one that gets in your car and just you can't, you roll this window down. No, he goes to the other side. Then you roll that window down. No, now he's back on this side. You know that one.
Have you ever seen anybody pulled over on the side of the road, and by the way they're running around, you know this is a case of Miller or B in car? Because I've been that person where I pulled over. No, we ain't getting back on the road till this damn thing's out. I'm going to be doing this whole drive thinking it's going to crawl into my ear, burrow into my brain, and start fluttering around.
Well, I think you're safe. I don't know about bees. We don't get a lot of bees, but the Miller Moths are pretty innocent.
My daughter is still to this age, she's in her 30s, but to this day still just freaks out if there's a Miller anywhere near.
Oh, my.
I think they were putting a for sale sign in front of their house because she came home and found one in there the other day. It was a big one. It was in the kitchen making muffins. You know, that's a... Do you remember, were we together years ago when I was doing a contest on the radio where I wanted people to send me the biggest Miller they could find? Where
I don't remember.
Oh, I'm sure the postal people were very upset with me, but in envelopes, people would send me their Miller Moth, and I was trying to find the biggest one. And then one day, I open up the studio window to look outside, and there's a dude with a shirt on that says, "My name is Miller." And he won. That was the biggest one. I thought that was pretty darn creative.
It was very cute. How fun.
Hey, now, I just wanted to say this. You talked about this morning going out and seeing the horses to start the day.
Yeah.
I had the experience yesterday. It was one of those days where it's like, wow, why is everything pissing me off? You know what I mean? It's just, I was like, well, what is wrong with me? Well, why am I not happy? You know, I got to find this. And then I sat down on the floor with my granddaughter, Vanellope, and my dogs.
Yeah.
And
yes.
And
yes,
everything just goes away. You sit and you laugh and you shake your head and you just kind of set yourself free. And I thought, man, what is it that these have that nothing else does? And it's the ability to not speak.
Yes.
And I think that's what it comes down to, is us and our words mix things up.
Yeah.
You know, there's something about babies and puppies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have that experience every morning. I, you know, other than screeching, Roxy, come, you know.
I've heard that. I have definitely heard that.
Pretty peaceful and quiet. And they're always so happy to see me because I'm bringing food. You know,
well, yeah, the greeting every day is wonderful. I just love coming home to that. But yeah, spend some time with things that don't talk and you might you might find yourself in a much better mood. But now, just a heads up, coming up in a few minutes, Brian Dangerfield is going to be popping in. He thinks he's got a batch of killer new material. So we'll see how that goes. We're going to have our movie reviews too.
I'll get out the pie and coffee, and we'll welcome that Brian Dangerfield thing.
Well, you know, and that's what you do where we're from. Is you gotta have some pie and coffee to welcome everybody in. Susan, you've always said we could solve the world's problems if the leaders would just sit down for
pie and coffee.
That's exactly right. So
that's it, dare say.
So if you're listening, Joe and Kevin, you might want to just sit down and have a little pie.
That's another thing. You know, if you don't watch the news, you know, you're in a much better frame of mind.
Isn't
I'm
that
sorry.
The truth? Because
yes,
honestly, with all the crap that goes on in the news, and it's crap because we talk about it, but If I wasn't here talking about it, would it affect your day in any way whatsoever? Would you even know any of this is going on?
Yeah, I'm pretty much, you know, Bob loves watching news and politics. And, of course, I have been binging on Netflix for 2 weeks straight. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. No, keep it going. And that's why we're going to have our movie review. It's a Sandra Bullock film. And what was it called again? Is it The Unforgiven?
Unforgivable.
That is it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, from 2021. Yeah. Because you're a Sandra Bullock fan.
Oh, big time. Yeah. Yes, absolutely love her. So we'll dive into that. But first, I think what we need to know, we learned a lot of things this morning, but what we really want to know right now is
what day is it?
What day is it today?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What day is it, Mike?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What day is it today?
Guess what day it is.
All right. Today,
I always have to sing along to that. It's just so catchy.
It is. No, I'm the same way. I can't help it, really. It's like the Air Solutions jingle for me.
I know.
Today is May 26th. It is National Road Trip Day. Great time to just get in the vehicle, go for a road trip. I haven't done it in a long time, but, man, I always love just heading out for a road trip. Do you have great memories of doing that too, Susan?
I do. You know, being from North Dakota, it's a real long day to drive from here to North Dakota, but I loved it. I'd have my CDs picked out. I'd usually have my dog with me, and sometimes I'd even take my horse. And just it's so pretty at this time of the year.
You know, I used to gauge how far I was going to go on a road trip by albums. Where it's like, okay, I'm going to listen to these five albums. It'll take me five albums to get to where I'm going. And then I would pick out what those five were and play them in the car.
Oh, nice.
It was a nice way to measure. today is also National Cooler Day today. Do you have a favorite cooler that you take around with you?
You know, not anymore. But we have two refrigerators that are really cold.
Well, I'm sure they're nice, but they're hard to take with you if you're heading out somewhere.
That's true.
But it is National Cooler Day. It's National Paper Airplane Day. And I have always sucked at making paper airplanes.
So have I. There must be some trick to it.
Well, there is, and I've had books that show you fold for fold what to do. Angel, are you proficient at making paper airplanes?
No.
No, not at all either?
Absolutely not.
Okay, all right.
A paper ball, that's a different story.
Yeah, no, I can make a ball like a boss. You know, that's... Today is also National Don't Fry Day. It's not about foods. It's to raise awareness about all the risks of overexposure to the sun. As people are going to start going out there and start cooking their skin and so forth, it's best to know how to take care of that. Also, National Blueberry Cheesecake Day today.
Kyla should have a tiara for her blueberry cheesecake.
She definitely has the best. There's no doubt about that. All right, let's rip through celebrity birthdays, and we'll just kind of see who we've heard of here. We'll just play it all together. Today is Stevie Nicks' birthday.
Oh, we love her.
We do, and she is 75 years old today. Today, actress Pam Grier. She was in a, you know who I'm talking about? Yeah, she was Jackie Brown in the Quentin Tarantino movie. But yes, she was, what was it? Was it Foxy Brown? As well, she was in a lot of those, what they would call blaxploitation movies from the 1970s.
Yeah, pretty rough characters.
Yes. She was also in the show This Is Us, where she played Deja's grandmother. Hank Williams Jr., Bo Cephas, is 74 years old today.
You don't have a story about Hank Williams Jr.?
Well, I know that I walked out of one of his concerts. It was the worst concert I've ever been to in my life. Then I saw him where he was pretty good, but I did get to sit on a tour bus with him. And to be in the presence of Hank Williams Jr., I got to say, was pretty damn cool.
His dad was born in Alabama.
Was Hank Williams born in Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. Way to come through with some Alabama history, Angel.
There you go.
All right. Actor-comedian Bobcat Goldthwait is 61 today. Do you remember him? He always had that very annoying delivery.
Yeah, I kind of do remember him. I couldn't tell you where I've seen him or what in, but he was... annoying.
Yes. Singer Lenny Kravitz is 59 years old today.
Yeah.
Actress Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh, yes. She's 57. Been in so many. She's a lot of period pieces. English actress. I can't think of anything right at the top of my head.
Angel?
She was in several of the Harry Potter movies.
There you go. And wife of Tim Burton.
Yes.
If they're still together. But yeah, so she was in a lot of his stuff, too.
Yeah.
Joseph Fiennes. He's been in a lot of things, but I'll know him from...
Shakespeare in Love?
No, the something Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, you watched that?
Oh, yes.
Is
and he is
Ralph's brother?
I believe he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know his brother.
From that family, because they all have that look.
Mm-hmm.
But he's horrible in that show. He's just a bad person. Singer Lauryn Hill is 48 years old today. Let's see, sportscaster Brent Musburger. You're looking live. He's 84 years old today. Actor Philip Michael Thomas, who was Tubbs on Miami Vice.
Right.
74 years old today. Actress Margaret Collin is 65. Don't know who that is. Singer Dave Robbins of Blackhawk 64 years old today. Let's see, actor Doug Hutchinson from The Green Mile. Don't know who he was in there. 63. Who else do we have that we might know? Oh, South Park co-creator Matt Stone is 52
right.
years old today. And that's about it for who I would know. Elizabeth Harnoy from CSI is 44 today. But that wraps it up. But you know who was born on this date, Susan?
Who was it, Brian?
Well, I tell you, Susan. It's John Wayne's date of birth today, so celebrate by watching a John Wayne movie, all right?
I will.
So
I
there
will.
You go. Happy birthday if it's your birthday. Coming up next, we are expecting a visit from Brian Dangerfield.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, buckle up
Here?
And get ready.
Okay. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I tell you, it's crazy taking over here in the Aloe Fiber Studios. How you doing? I'm Brian Dangerfield. We threw that Gary guy out in the hallway. He's just bouncing around cleaning up Micah's office. I don't know if we'll ever see him again. That's it. But welcome to the show. Brian Dangerfield here. I got Angel Padilla. He's running the controls. And you cuckoo broad, you. It's... I can say this because I'm a character. It's Susan. Susan,
hi.
My dear, how you doing?
Honey, I couldn't be better. Thank you for asking. How nice to hear you.
Well, you know what? You're my only audience. I've been thrown out of more Perkins and Denny's. You know, I like to stop by, pretend I'm a waiter, do a little show, and I have never gotten a tip other than to find another career. But here I am, Susan, and I've got for you, you know, because sometimes, I'm telling you, people complain. They complain. People are a little picky, and I've gotten some things that said, hey, Dangerfield, you need to clean up your act a little. You need to clean it up. You're a little blue. You know, a little bit of your humor gets a little bit racy. You know what I mean? So I'm here today to clean things up, Susan. I got nothing but clean jokes for you. These are squeaky. You could tell them to your grandkids, even if they're not born. You could do it. I mean, that's how clean these things are. You ready to laugh?
I am ready.
You might want to get a towel and sit at it. You might pee a little from this. This is going to be good. I'm telling you. Oh, I tell you, it's tough out there, Susan. It's tough. Yeah. I went to my doctor the other day. I said, Doc, I broke my arm in two places. He said, hey, quit going to those places. Whoa. Hey. Whoa. Hey, Susan.
Yes.
Do you know why seagulls fly over the sea?
No.
Well, because if they flew over the bay, they'd be bagels. Oh, my. Oh, somebody stop me. No, not really. Get out of here. I tell you, I'm trying to do a little, I'm doing a little experiment at home. You know, I'm trying to learn some things. I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll let you know what happens, all right? Oh, solve that one. You know, I think we all like a little magic, don't we? A little hocus pocus. You enjoy that? Well,
yes.
Hey, what do you call a magician who's lost his magic? It can happen. You can lose it. You know what you call him?
No.
A magician who lost his magic, you call him Ian. That's See, the magic is off of it. You're left with an I-A-N. That's it. Oh, yeah. Oh, number one rule of comedy. If you got to explain it, it sucked. That's all there is to it. So I told you I was at the doctor the other day. You know, he sent me home. I came back. I said, Doc, you know, I went in with a suspicious-looking mole. Uh-huh. And he told me, he said, they all look that way, and I should have just left it in the garden. Oh, hey! Oh, man! He's really sucked, but they're clean!
Yes.
So, I'm out there in the woods. I'm walking around, and, you know, I'm walking up this riverbed, and I look over, and there's a guy on the other side of the riverbed, and he shouts over. He says, "How do I get to the other side of the river?" And I said, "Hey, you are." Oh! Oh, that's what you got to think about a little bit. That could hurt. Yeah. All right, all right. Yeah. I'm going to try four more. I'm going to try four more. All right. Okay. You know, I love my dogs. I love them, but I can't take them to the pound anymore.
No.
Well, actually, I read that wrong. I can't take them to the pond. Never mind. That was funnier than the joke would have been. So we'll just move on. It's the delivery. Location, location, location. So I'm heading over here to fill in this morning, and I was on the bus, and I gave my seat to an elderly person on the bus. It's also how I lost my job as a bus driver. I tell you, that's it. All right, two more. All right, two more. All right. All right, here's a little math riddle for you, all right? If you have six oranges in one hand and eight bananas in the other, what do you have?
I don't know.
You got really big hands, Susan. That's what you got right there. Really big hands. And finally, what do you call bears with no ears?
Bears with no ears.
You just call them beet. Guess that's no ears after all. Oh, man.
Oh. We love you. We love you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I'll be performing in the parking lot of Johnson's Corner, so I'll be sure to stop. I'll be by pump number 23, all right? I'm out of here, Susan. Take us out.
Brian Dangerfield, ladies and gentlemen. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, welcome back into Good Morning NoCo. Just want to take a minute to thank the great folks over at Water Pros. Water Pros offers the best in water filtration for less. Water Pros products are made right here in the USA in Appleton, Wisconsin. They've got the solutions to remove the forever chemicals in your water supply. You're going to be needing a lot of water this summer for drinking, for all other purposes. And they've got some great deals going on now, so be sure to check out Water Pros for more details. Coming up next, it's movie review time. We're going to review a movie from Sandra Bullock on Netflix that you can catch out. Just came out about a year and a half ago, but very interesting movie. And Susan and I will talk about that next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back in to the Aloe Fiber Studios. It's Good Morning NoCo, brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley. I'm Brian Gary, along with Angel Padilla, my producer today. Tanner will be taking over for baseball coverage starting at 8:30. Susan Moore, my partner for the Entertainment Hour on Fridays. We love to do a movie review, and we're starting to focus on trying to do the same movie, where we're going to watch the same one each week and talk about it. And if we see some other things, too, we can certainly bring it in. But this week was Susan's pick. And why don't you tell us about what you chose and get things started for us, Susan?
Well, thank you, Brian. I chose a Sandra Bullock movie called The Unforgivable from 2021. And I found it to be a little bit messy of a movie, starting with Sandra Bullock's hair. Okay?
I agree. I mean, she can always look good. But they even made her look a little bit disheveled there. That hair was horrible. Prison hair is bad.
I guess you can't have a comb in yourself. I don't know.
I don't know either.
So an unglamorous Sandra Bullock is being released from prison. And she served 20 years for the death of a sheriff. And at the same time, that same day, a young girl is in a car accident. Well, and we find out later that that's Sandra's little sister, now adopted by John Boy Walton.
Yes.
Now.
She's always going to be John Boy Walton.
I know.
That's it.
I
Richard
know.
Thomas, great actor. He's done a lot of things, but all I could look at is, oh, John Boy's their dad.
So, let's see, where were we? Now, everybody's kind of out to get Sandra Bullock. It's just so sad through the whole movie how she just can't catch a break. Anyway, through flashbacks, we see her with this little girl, her little sister, and in the flashbacks, police are trying to evict them from their farm. We see them hauling away their beloved horse, and they're trying to get Sandra Bullock and this little girl out, and a sheriff gets killed. Thus, she goes to prison.
Yes.
Meanwhile, his two sons, the sheriff's two sons, are out to get her for their father's death. Okay.
Yes, because they found out she had gotten out of prison. She got out early for some reason after the 20 years she had served.
Yeah.
And they got word that she got out, so they were like, why does she get to live free and dad's gone? So they were going to try to seek revenge.
Right. So she goes to get her job on what is it? Is it a halfway house you live in?
Yeah, it's a place where people who are on parole and so forth could live, and then they have to check in at certain times and so forth. But she was in there with a bunch of others who had been in the same boat.
Yeah, a rough group.
Not a pretty group. Not a pretty place to live.
Yeah. So she eventually gets a job at a fish cutting up place.
Yes. I enjoyed the fish place. It was just it was a good setting. It was.
Yeah. Chopping up fish, and she kind of befriends a guy who just won't leave her alone. He wants to give her a ride. He buys her a coat. He just wants to be with her. And so she kind of, you know, lets her guard down a little bit and tells him about her history. And then he turns on her.
He blabbed. It was John Bernthal, who, if you know him, he was in The Walking Dead at the beginning. He was Rick's nemesis at the beginning of the Walking Dead. I'd seen him in many movies. But, yes, he was one that I couldn't figure out as he's trying to get her in the truck. Is this a good guy or is this a bad guy?
Yes.
I was on the fence on that for a while.
Yeah. Same here. Well, we found out he was a turncoat. He told her. And so everybody that she worked with was mad because they were calling her a cop killer and this, that, and the other. So meantime, she tries to contact, well, how does this work now?
She goes back. Yeah,
she
was trying to get a hold. She was trying to find a way to get to her little sister.
And she'd been writing to her little sister all the time, but her adoptive parents never gave the little sister the letters. But her sister, Emily, the little sister's adoptive sister, Emily, found the letters, and she was really moved to kind of help her get in touch. So they get in touch. Meanwhile, Sandra Bullock has gone back to the old farm, and it's totally renovated. Viola Davis and her husband live there. Her husband is an attorney, and he kind of helps Sandra Bullock get the ball rolling to find her sister, because all those records are closed, and she was in prison and everything, and it's really tough. Sandra just, she's a tough chick.
She's a tough one in this, and she had to be a tough one in this movie. Tough role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then what happens, Brian?
Well, hilarity ensued. No, No, she's on the quest to try to get connected with her sister, who doesn't even know that she exists. You know, this because she was 5 years old when what happened. And Sandra Bullock had kind of taken on the role of the mother because their parents were no longer in the picture. They were gone. So Sandra was like this 5-year old's mother. And and after she went to prison for 20 years, somebody else, John Boy and his wife, had adopted. They had taken the girl and never said anything about Sandra. Sandra, out now, a free person, wants that relationship. She wants the sister to know that she's alive. and that she exists and that they had something. And the parents are like, no, she doesn't even know. What good would it do to do that now?
Right.
And through it all, these the brothers or the sons of the sheriff that was shot to send her to jail for 20 years are trying to get her. They're going to kill her. They're going to do all these things. Sandra just had to be tough throughout this whole thing. But throughout the movie, I kept saying to Kyla, I said, oh, I know what happened.
Did you know that?
I figured it out about halfway through where I'm like, oh, and I'm not going to give it away because it's kind of it's a mind blower when it happens.
Yes,
but
it
I
is.
Could feel hints of it all the way along because of the way things were phrased. You know, and I kept, as it's going through, I'm going, I said, I bet this is what happened. And then as we got closer to the end, I realized the reason I knew that was I watched this movie about 6 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, at my age and my brain, it's like, it seems familiar, but I don't know. Because I don't remember this and this and this. I think I remember that guy, but I don't remember anything that happened around it. So it was great to watch it and actually remember it and retain it. I thought Viola Davis was great in this movie.
She was one angry woman who softened when she heard Sandra Bullock's story about how they used to live on that farm.
Mm-hmm. And I would love to give away what happens. All right, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Cover your ears if you don't want to know. Because this is the part that really, really got me. All right, again, if you do plug your ears, but I'm going to tell you. What happened was, she was covering for her sister, who was, at the age of 5, she shot the sheriff with the gun.
Yeah.
Protecting.
Yeah. I thought that was probably the most unbelievable part of the movie.
What was unbelievable?
A 5-year-old.
Yes, a 5-year-old did it. But the fact that then Sandra Bullock is like, oh, she's only 5. I'm going to take the rap for this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. You got a 5-year-old to take the rap. I mean, what are they going to do with a 5-year-old? It's not like they're going to send her to life in prison.
Right.
You know, I think the easy thing to do would have been, let the 5-year-old take the heat. You know, even if you did it, blame it on the 5-year-old. You know, there was, to me, there was such an easy out on this. But even knowing that, seriously, I was entertained from start to finish. I love Sandra Bullock. I really do. And I thought the supporting cast was very good. Vincent D'Onofrio, who played the lawyer, Viola Davis's husband. He's one of those guys, when he comes on the screen, you go, oh, I've seen him in 1,000 movies.
I know. He's got like the Dennehy stature, that big shoulder, big barreled chest, you know, this big kind of heroic guy.
Is why I kept thinking through it, oh, he's going to turn. He's got to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, and I kept thinking that throughout, that, oh, this person's a bad guy, this person. It's well done because it kept my interest and there were enough twists and turns.
Yeah, it was hard to watch how tough Sandra had it. But I agree with you. It was a very psychological, almost thriller, suspense, all of the emotions. And I did cry at the end when she got to hug her sister.
I did, too. Again, that was a part I didn't know about, even though I'd seen it before, because I'm wondering, how does this thing end, you know? And it ended the way that you would kind of hope as you're watching it. And I'm sure we blew it for anybody who hadn't seen it yet, but if you're like us, you're going to forget what we said by the time you sit down and watch it anyway. But let's go 0 to 10, Susan. What would you give The Unforgivable, now available on Netflix with Sandra Bullock?
I would give it a 7.
You know, I'm floating right in that ballpark, too. I was thinking, you know, it's better than a 6.
Yeah.
You know, because of the performance and everything. So I'm right around there. I'm going to go about a 7.3 on this one.
Very good. And, you know, it's, for me, the test of a movie is, when I wake up the next morning and I'm still thinking about that movie.
Yes.
And that's what happened for me. But, you know, I think next time we do a Sandra Bullock movie, we should do something fun that we know her for. And I found a movie that it looks really good. It's called The Lost City. Sandra Bullock and Tatum Channing.
Yeah, or Channing Tatum.
Whatever.
Whatever. No, you got, hey, you can have Hollywood dyslexia. It's all right. We'll keep that in mind, but just a warning, Tanner picks next week. So we could be watching a cartoon or Paul Blart. All right. But, well, as always, Susan, thank you for a fabulous Friday. Love you, Brian, dearly. And I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Already got the potato salad made.
Oh, giddy up.
Here we go. Thanks, guys, so much. I am Susan on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Susan, looks like I'm losing. I'm losing my mind. I'm wasting my time.
Habba Jeeba, welcome back into the studio, wrapping up hour number one of Good Morning NoCo. Let's see, coming up next hour, we just only have a half hour left. Tanner will be taking over at 8:30 for the baseball pregame and let us know everything that's going on there. Wheel of Meat is going to be coming your way at about 8:20, right in that area between 8:15 and 8:20 this morning. So get ready. Your chance to win $50 worth of meat from the Merck and Mead. What a fantastic prize. And we have yet to have anybody who hasn't fallen in love with the Merck after getting their chance to win this meat. In fact, we had the breakfast burritos from the Merck yesterday, thanks to Havala. Man, absolutely fantastic. Be sure to check them out and get ready. Your chance to win is going to be coming up in the next hour on the Wheel of Meat as we get ready our countdown to Preps Baseball playoffs underway. And we have a triple header coming your way today. Coverage starting at 8:30. But we've got a half hour left to go coming up next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.